Farage, Ukraine war never would have happened under Trump, dangerous world needs him back. By Kurt Zindelka on January 16, 2024. Brexit leader Nigel Farage claimed that Vladimir Putin's Russia never would have invaded Ukraine under the watch of Donald Trump and that the increasingly dangerous world needs him back at the helm in the White House. Speaking ahead of the Iowa caucus, which saw Donald Trump trounce the competition in a landslide victory in which he secured votes than all other candidates combined, Nigel Farage said that the American people are not alone in wanting the former president back, but that the world would benefit from his return. I think the issue of the border, the result of crime problems that you're seeing in American cities. Chicago is in a terrible, terrible state. I think people look at Trump and say, you know what? This is a tough guy who will actually stand up and fight against that stuff, Mr. Farage told Sky News. Since he's gone, the world is now a much more dangerous place than it was before. So I think all these factors are playing for him. Farage continued, adding that Trump had a very successful foreign policy when he was president. There is this sort of argument in Europe that he will blow up NATO. I don't believe any of that for a moment, he said. What he wanted was for NATO members to pay their fair share. I don't believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine had Trump been in the White House. Mr. Farage is not alone in his assessment that Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if Donald Trump were in the White House. With a poll conducted shortly after the invasion finding that 62% of Americans believe that the war never would have happened under Trump. With a further 59% citing President Joe Biden's weakness as a top factor for the war beginning. During his victory speech in Iowa on Monday evening, Mr. Trump also claimed that the invasion would not have happened under his leadership, telling a crowd of supporters in Des Moines, "We want peace through strength. Russia would have never attacked Ukraine, would have never done it. Now you have all that death, far greater than people understand. The numbers are far, far greater than anybody would even think possible. You're going to find that out in the years to come. When they knock down these massive buildings in Ukraine and then you see how they announce two people were slightly wounded, no, many. People were killed, many people were killed. We're going to get it stopped, but it's so sad because it should have never started, people killed and a culture destroyed. You can never replace thousand-year-old buildings with the most beautiful golden domes and churches and everything just all rubble now. It's so sad." Mr. Trump went on to reiterate his promise to swiftly negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine, saying, "I know President Putin very well, I know Zelensky very well. I'm going to get him and we're going to get it solved very quickly." In contrast, President Biden has made little effort to demand peace talks and has instead continued to lobby for another $64 billion in American taxpayer dollars to be sent to Kyiv to support Ukraine's war effort, on top of the $113 billion already committed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.